our people, if they are sane, rational thinkers, know when it's time to go, when a situation isn't right? Look, is there anybody who doesn't think that Tony Dungy is better off now than he was back then? You know, the whole instance of being fired probably hurt at the moment, but in the long run, who has it helped? It sure as heck has helped Tony Dungy. And you know, Tony's probably not the kind to harbor ill will towards someone if it's not rational. You know, if they felt it was time for a change, and they handled it in what we would consider a gentlemanly manner. You know, there are good ways and bad ways to do things, as you well know. You know, there are players who are called into a coach's office and talked to and given every opportunity to move on while being told that they can't continue with this organization. And then there are those guys who find out about it when they turn on ESPN on TV. So there are good ways and bad ways to do things, and people like Tony Dungy appreciate that. And as I said, he's just a terrific human being, but that is very much like him to be able to pay a credit to someone sitting there. And look, Tony had every reason in the world to be grateful, because here was someone showing up to pay homage to his son.
And I believe that fact that their team felt last season was stolen from them is a very powerful, unspoken contributor to their level of intensity, their level of unity this year. Even so, I think the game's going to be a very, very close one.
Yeah, you know, the thing about aside from the game, coaches set the tone for their players, or they should. And if a player doesn't take his cue from his coach, then there's either something wrong with the player or something wrong with the coach. And I think you find that there's something wrong with the coach if all of a sudden more and more players are not taking their cue from him. But a proven leader like Tony Dungy, you'd be crazy not to follow him in the way he wants to do things, because you know it's the right way to do it.